வந்தேகம்
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 5th of December, 1973, in Los Angeles, California.
Jatam Sahagana Raghuna Khanitam Tvam Sajivam Shaktaitam You see, they're so-called Samis and Yogis, they could not do anything. They are outsiders. They are not within the jurisdiction of Krishna. One must remain within the jurisdiction of Krishna. Then his spiritual life is assured. Otherwise, paramount. Similarly, everyone belongs to Krishna's family. But we have to see what he is doing for Krishna. Just like everyone is citizen of the state. Why a man is given high position and big title? Why? Because his service is recognized.
Right.
So one must give service simply to feel I belong to Krishna's family and doing nothing for Krishna. That is not.
That's so good.
That is not. That means he, very soon he will again forget Krishna.
Actually, the other element is so powerful, these people here, because even though they are part of Krishna's family, but because they have forgotten, then we become influenced. Yes. By their forgetfulness.
Forgetfulness means Maya.
Yes.
Maya is nothing. It is forgetfulness. That's all. It has no existence. Forgetfulness, it does not stand. But so long it is there, it is very troublesome.
I've been asked a question by some devotees sometimes that they don't feel happy, so even if they're unhappy mentally, they should continue in Krishna consciousness, I tell them. Even if one is unhappy.
But you should show example. If you show an example, different way, how they will follow. Example is better than precept. Why you are living outside?
Well,
last time I was so much deteriorated in health, I had to leave this place. That doesn't mean I leave the society. I went to India, helicopter, or came to London. That's all. So, health maybe sometimes, but that does not mean we should give up the society. If my health is unsuitable, here I go. I have hundreds centers. And you will not go out of this universe for your health recovery. You have to remain within the universe.
Yeah.
Then why do you go out of the society? We have to live with devotees. Why I left my family? Because they are not devotees, therefore I come.
Sure.
Otherwise, in old age, I would have been comfortable. No, we should not live. Maybe the non-devotee, maybe family member, anyone. Just like Maharaj Bhimishna. Because his father was not devotee, he left. Left. Came to Ramchandra. Bhimishna. You know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Prabhupada, it says that a sannyasi should live alone, that means only with devotees.
Where did he say sannyasi should live alone?
I mean sometimes in your books.
Huh?
Sometimes in your books. So that means with devotees?
You're not sannyasi, mainly alone. But sannyasi's duty is to preach.
That I don't ever want to stop.
Huh?
I don't ever want to stop preaching.
Not preaching, but you cannot manufacture preaching. You must do preaching according to the principles ordered by your spiritual master. You cannot manufacture your own way of preaching. That is it. There must be some leader under the leadership. Yesap prasadad bhavata, why it is said? Everywhere in the office, there is some immediate boss, so you have to please him. That is service. Suppose in the office, in the department, there is office superintendent. And if you do in your own way, yes, I am doing my business. and the office abundant is not we think that kind of services. Right? Similarly, we have got everywhere, we have got immediate boss. So we must work. That is systematic. If everyone manufactures, invents his own way of life, then there must be chaos.
Yeah, that's true.
Now we are world organization. There is spiritual side, there is material side also. That is not material side, that is also spiritual side. I mean systematic management. Otherwise, how it will be done? Just like Gaurasundara sold the house and there is no trace of the money. What is this? He did not ask him anyone. It's only house. And where is the money? There is no trace.
Hare Krishna. What is that badge? Tennis?
It's not a badge. It's only sweater. Tennis.
That's right.
Yesterday I received a letter from Rupanuga Maharaj. He was preaching very nice.
Yeah. Rupanuga?
Yeah.
There have been a couple of people here in Los Angeles have been wanting to meet you. A councilman here in Los Angeles would like to meet you. A city councilman.
Oh, yes. He's welcome.
Also Professor Sharf at the UCLA. He's Professor Sharf. He's a Sanskrit scholar. He's a Vedic
instructor.
Sharf.
Is that Sharfer?
Sharf. That's Sharfe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would like very much to meet with you.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Make appointment. What is his purpose to meet me?
Well, Professor Sharp is interested in your writings, and I don't know the councilman's motives. He just sent a word to me that he would like to meet with you.
You have to go this way?
Up the air, so we can go this way.
Through it.
Scientists will never give up.
They're trying.
They're like Jarasandha. They come back every day on your walk.
We have been a specific difference for Achinta in Vedic. Reference.
Achinta, yes, Achinta potency. If you have got Achinta potency, that I have already explained.
Yes.
Yeah. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, there is pinch of Achinta, inconceivable potency in us also. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama.
Specific reference?
Yes, Jiva Goswami has stated that unless we accept Achinta, inconceivable energy, there is no conception of God. There is no conception of God. If you bring God to your conception, He is not God. Yes.
To the concept of God.
Yes. Actually, that is the fact. We cannot explain what is God. We have to accept what is God from God.
Avaroha process?
Yeah, not. Yes, avaroha process. Yes, thank you. Here Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nandyam. We have to accept that. Matta Parataram Nanya Kinchi Jasti Dhananjaya. So there is no more superior authority than me.
Mame
Vidushurgana.
What do you think of this thing? Sages can't know.
Yes. Aham Adihi Devanam.
Maharshi Ram Chasa.
Even
Lord Brahma, when he talks about the Vishnu forms,
yes.
The child Krishna, then he himself said that as far as I know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know anything about it.
Yes, that is the Brahma's position, what to speak about. Jashantan navidu sura sura gana devaya tasmai nama jangamam mahavarunanda vidya sundanti vidvaisava. Brahma, Varuna, all demigods. Jagannam Mahabharunanda Rudra, Rudra, Shiva, Lord Shiva. Sunnanti Dibbaistabai, Vedai Sangapadakrama Upanishadai, Gayanti Janishavada. Dhyanavasthita Tadigatena Manasa, Pashanti Janishuni. That Bharati cited this verse.
Yeah. The five gods?
No, no, this verse.
Acharya Prabhupada?
No. This is Vedic.
What is it from? What is it from?
Is it Bhagavatam?
Yes, Bhagavatam is there. Gentlemen, Mahabharata.
I remember Srila Prabhupada used this achinta to differentiate between life and non-living.
No, chinta means living.
No, achinta sakti. Life has achinta.
Yeah.
What is non-life doesn't have? It's like a molecule. Doesn't have this achinta. But they may.
No, it has, but it is covered too much. Consciousness is covered. Potent. It is potent.
Molecule has consciousness?
Yes, everything has consciousness. But it is covered. The degrees are covering.
And I was reading the writings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jaiva Dharma. And he is explaining the word Shraddha. And he defines it in there as the tendency of the mind towards devotion without regard to jnana or karma.
Shraddha.
And I have heard it variously interpreted as being faith or belief. Which really falls short of that interpretation.
What is that interpretation?
Could you elaborate on the definition of
Shraddha? Shraddha is explained to you in the Vedanta. Shraddha means firm conviction. That is Shraddha. That's why Krishna says that I am the Supreme. So, if you have firm conviction in Krishna's word, that is true.
Yes.
If you have doubt, then that is not true.
So therefore one can understand only according to Shraddha.
No, that Shraddha has to be increased. Beginning of Shraddha means hard conviction.
Shraddha does not exist in one person and it does exist in
both. No, Shraddha is there. It has to be higher.
Is in every person.
Yes. Therefore I say it is covered. It is covered. That covering has to be taken out. That is called bhajan. That is called culture.
Upasana,
bhajan, sadhan, culture, whatever you say. Just to awaken that sort more and more.
But is every jiva given a chance in the beginning to go in the spiritual world and then he falls down, or sometimes the jiva may choose directly?
Jiva is atomic. It is smaller than the atom. 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. Every living entity
Is he first allowed?
Less than that. Smaller than that.
Is he allowed to associate with Krishna in the beginning?
Huh?
As Shiva is?
He's always with Krishna. Simply has forgot. Are you not with Krishna? We are standing on this sand. The sand is Krishna. Krishna's energy. We are standing by the water. This is Krishna's energy. Bhumi rapana lo bhaya. Don't you read that? So is it different from Krishna?
No, but it is.
So my body is also Krishna's energy. I am also Krishna's energy. I am always with Krishna. Simply I have forgotten it.
But this is Krishna's inferior energy, right?
That may be. That is a comparative term. Inferior to Krishna. But this is energy.
Yes.
As energy, it is not different from Krishna. As energy.
Vasudeva Sarvamiti.
Yes. As energy, how can you differentiate from Krishna?
Describing it like the growth of a plant as compared to the energy of the sun.
Huh?
The growth of a plant as compared to the energy of a sun.
Yeah.
The growth of a plant is the energy
of the sun. Yeah, that are so many things. That is compared to that. But energy is not different from the energy. Sun is not different from the sun. Idang visham bhagavan ivetara. Everything is bhagavan. But it appears like different.
Is that what it means by sarva khalvam idam brahma?
Yes.
Everything is spiritual, but when it is due to our ignorance, we think it is material.
Yes, but
ah. So Maya is artificial thing there.
Yeah, we have no realization.
Somebody when asked me about what is material and what is spiritual, Prabhupada, I say that whatever is in connection with God is spiritual, and whatever is not in connection with God is material. Is that right?
Consciousness makes the difference.
Huh?
Your consciousness makes the difference.
Yes.
Because everything is in connection with God except in our own consciousness.
In our mind. Just like we are taking prasadam. How it is spiritual?
It is offered to Krishna.
By our knowledge.
Because it is offered to Krishna. The Krishna consciousness is there. So anything which is accepted in Krishna consciousness, that is spiritual.
One may offer, make an offering.
He must stand under superior direction. Otherwise, how he can offer?
Well, he may make an attempt. There is a natural impulse to serve, a natural impulse to offer. And he may not be aware that he is seeking Krishna in this conditioned state.
Therefore, whom he is offering? If he does not know Krishna,
that is his ignorance.
Then if he is in ignorance, what is the value of his offer?
I did not hear the last time. If he's in ignorance, what is the value of the offering?
That's true.
He's a spiritual master.
Yes. He cannot do anything in ignorance.
But then the spiritual master gives him knowledge.
Yes.
And then from that knowledge, he becomes aware that Krishna is his offering.
Spiritual master gives knowledge and then a disciple is eternally indebted to spiritual master.
Yes.
It is not that, like Mayavadis, they serve the spiritual master in the beginning and then they themselves become.
Well, I have now learned. Guru Maharaj did that. The knowledge of how to kill Guru. Guru Maharaj did that. The philosophy is that you cannot rise up, you take a ladder. But as soon as you rise, throw out the ladder. No one. No one needed. That is my philosophy. Our philosophy is Dhyam Stubam Tasya Jasas Krishna. Eternal.
Somebody told me, Prabhupada, that about Vallabhacharya, that he once went to Lord Chaitanya and said that he wrote a better commentary than previous Acharya. And Lord Chaitanya chastised him.
Yes. He referred to Sudarshan. The Swami means husband. So, he's sarcastic remark. Anyone who does not accept Swami, she is prostitute.
Is Vallabhacharya Prabhupada in accordance with our philosophy?
Yes, he is Vishnu, Acharya. But that very deviation, that I have done something better than Siddha, that is not our parampara system. And he was thinking himself better than Siddha, that is not allowed. We shall always remain servant of the servant. Never you shall think I am better than my Guru Maharaj. That is fall down. Our Juhu beach is very nice.
Yes, Papa.
All plain and you can walk very nice in Bombay.
A lot of people can see you and they bow down to you.
If they do not, what can I do?
Well, no, if they do, then they will go to Vaikunth.
That is our shastric injunction. That as soon as you see a sannyasi, you must bow down. Otherwise, you should fast one day. It doesn't matter I or you. This is the injunction of the shastra. The sannyasi is supposed to be the guru of the society. So one must bow down.
Prabhupada, in our movement there are so many sannyasis. If we see the sannyasi same so many times in one day, we should bow down every time we see him?
If you can, of course.
It wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. This time, he used to take his sankirtan part while strolling all over the city. Udila Aruna Purava Bhag Dijamani Gara Amani Jal.
Prabhupada, we're helpless without you.
Huh?
So we're helpless without you.
Yes. Today's sky is clear.
With this energy crisis now, it'll be even clearer.
Huh?
With this energy crisis, it'll even be more clear. These people, these politicians, this power that we have in our government would be come to an end.
It has already come to an end.
Yes.
There is no government anywhere.
No.
Simply chaos.
Sorry. But do you think that the Krishna consciousness will become a major religion in any country?
Huh?
Krishna consciousness will become a major religion in any country?
So far the statement goes, manushanam sahasreshu. One can understand.
Yes.
But even one person understands that it is beneficial for many.
It's like you understood your Guru Maharaj's message and the whole world is benefited.
Yes.
Jai Sri Prabhupada.
Not everybody can be that potent.
Just like the sunshine is open to everyone. But if you do not take advantage of it, that is your fault. Sunshine is not meant for specifically for any person. It is open to everyone. But if you purposefully close your door and do not see the sunshine, that is your fault.
Yes, Prabhupada, there is only one earthly planet and you have conquered it already.
If not a true Vaishnava, also a sannyasi, would you explain the difference between that?
Huh?
If not a one who is truly a Vaishnava, is he not also a sannyasi?
Sannyasi is in the material platform and Vaishnava is in the spiritual platform.
And Vaishnava is superior to sannyasi.
Yeah. He is not sannyasi.
He's above sentence.
Uh-huh.
Brother Vaishnava would always offer his respects to a sannyasi, is that not true?
Yes, the Krishna is offering respect to his elderly person.
Uh-huh.
That is etiquette. If you stayed in silence, then you box the Prabhupada in.
There's some austerity, but.
Yeah. What is that?
They're sleeping on the beach.
So what is the benefit of the austerity?
No. They save their rent money.
Huh? That is his misfortune. That is a young man's passion in your country.
Yes.
That is not austerity. It is licentiousness.
Yes. It comes from the time when we admire swashbuckling and being free, so-called, in the material sense.
That is Vietnam.
Yes.
There's a rich man is trying to become a poor man. Let me see. What is the advantage of poor man?
That's right.
Your country does not require to lie down like that. You have got enough arrangement. But it is a fashion. That's all. The fashion is not austerity. There is sense gratification. It appears like austerity, but it is sense gratification. Real austerity is not to make any sense gratification, simply to serve Krishna. That is real austerity.
So if Krishna required us to sleep on the beach, then that would not be sense gratification.
No. And why Krishna is required? Like that. Do you mean that Krishna is a madman?
No.
Yes, I was thinking that too. Why would Krishna require any of his devotees to sleep on the beach?
He wants to see his devotees are comfortably situated. Why he unnecessarily asks that go to the beach and lie down?
You say that Krishna stands there smiling very sweetly, playing the flute. So why should he require us to go through austerity?
Acharya means he must show by example. Apani Acharya Prabhu Jivere Sikha.
Is there such a thing as a sincere atheist who benefits by austerity?
Atheist, how is sincere?
That's what I'm asking.
Honesty. It is contradictory. I say, here is an honest thief. Is that a good designation, honest thief?
Well, in that case, that's so. You're right. It's absurd. Yeah.
So,
sincere.
That there are those who appear, at least they think, they feel they are sincere when they go through austerity. They won't accept Krishna consciousness as at this point in their existence.
No, some atheist says that we are godless because nobody has convinced us about the existence of God.
Yes.
That is honest. That is honesty. But there are rascals. However, you may convince him, he will not take it. That is rascal.
Living in God.
Yes.
So the honest ones become devotees?
Yes.
We were all.
If he is honest, then he must take.
We were all atheists, Prabhupada.
Yes.
We were all atheists.
Yeah. If an atheist is honest, then when he is convinced, he must accept it. That is honesty. He, after convincing, he does not take. That is dishonesty.
Yes.
This is dishonesty.
But it's a quality of this age that one does not accept defeat philosophically. Philosophical defeat. If one is presented with philosophically sound arguments, it is a tendency today to refuse to accept the superiority of Krishna consciousness of philosophy over any other philosophy.
Yeah.
It's very popular to put all philosophies in the same, oh, that's philosophy, they say. They say that everybody has his opinion, that's your opinion, they say.
No.
So no one will accept any kind of superior philosophy. It's very difficult to discuss these things in that matter.
Then everyone becomes superior. Then where is the question of philosophy? If everyone is superior, himself, then there is no question of pleasure. Is there a necessity? You are superior, I am superior. Then what is the question of discussing pleasure?
That is trying to be God each time, that we are always God.
Then philosophy becomes null and void.
Yes.
As soon as everyone becomes his own authority, then philosophy becomes null and void. There is no necessity of philosophy.
That is the difficulty of our age.
That means they are rascals. Mura. If you do not accept philosophy, do not accept authority, that means all rascals.
These are opportunists.
Outlaws. They are called outlaws. The outlaws, they do not accept any authority, government authority or authority of the law. They are called outlaws. Rejected.
Yeah, this is a nation of outlaws.
So they are rejected.
Yeah.
If everyone becomes his own authority, then it is chaos.
Well, that is the fashion today.
Fashion means...
It's called do your own thing.
Now, who are you to say me, do your own thing? Then you become master. You are directing me. Why should you direct me? Do your own thing. You stop. Don't talk. If your philosophy accepted that everyone is authority, you cannot say, do your own work. Why should you say? Then you become authority. You should not speak at all.
That is also a philosophy.
Huh?
That is also a philosophy.
What is that?
A do your own thing is also a philosophy.
Yes, that is a philosophy. Why are you dictating? You better stop. Don't talk. That's all. You have no facility for talking. Have you?
No, I haven't.
You keep yourself satisfied with your own philosophy. I keep myself satisfied with my philosophy. There is no need of talking.
Right.
And that is good. If a foolish man does not talk, it is good for him and good for others. Because he'll talk foolish. Better not to talk. That is good. He infects us, diseased man, what is called quarantine.
Quarantine.
He is put separately so that he may not poison others. He may not poison others. But that is the position of the self-sufficient authority.
In Gujarati we call it bandhi muthi lakhni. Means that when the palm is closed, it is worth lakh rupees. But when it is open, it doesn't mean anything. Like a foolish person, when he talks, he reveals everything.
Yeah. Foolish person means busy rascal. There are four kinds of division. Lazy intelligent and busy intelligent. And lazy rascal and busy rascal. The first class man is lazy intelligent. And second class, busy intelligent. And third class, lazy rascal. And fourth class, busy rascal.
Wow.
A rascal, if he is busy, then what he'll do? He'll simply do harm, that's all.
Create havoc.
Huh?
Create havoc.
That's they're doing now. All rascals, they're very busy.
Creating atom bombs.
Therefore, the whole world is in confusion. All rascals, they're busy. What is the use of such busyness? Like monkey. Monkey is very busy. All are doing harm, that's all. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Ugra karmana khayaya jagata ahita. These rascals, they are busy just to destroy the whole world and do the mischief, that's all. Actually, they are doing so. That is also, in English language, sometimes it is said, a sharp razor in the hands of a child. A child, that is this imitation. They want to imitate their father. So if he imitates the razors, then he will create havoc. So these rascals, they have got now all power and therefore creating havoc. They do not know how to use it. According to Vedic principle, the Shudras, they should not be given more money. The worker class. Now the worker class is given more money. So what they'll do? They'll produce drunkards, that's all. In America it is evident. They do not know how to use money. So therefore you see 52% drunkards in your country. What is the percentage?
I'm not sure, sir. It's probably close to that.
Yeah, at least 50%.
Drunkards, debauchers.
Yes.
Criminals.
Hare Nama. What is the time?
6:45.
So we can...
we can walk around a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So, how does... is it a waste of time, then, to present Krishna consciousness philosophy to someone who believes in doing your own thing? You think that it is...
No. It is... We should push Krishna consciousness as disinfecting agent. They are all infected, the whole world. So by chanting, it disinfects.
Just by our presence chanting, that,
yes.
That is enough.
Yeah, chanting is so important. Philosophy later on. First of all, chetudarpana manjana, cleansing the heart. Cleansing the heart. So by hearing this chanting, their heart will be cleansed gradually. Then they will understand the real position.
Oh, Krishna.
So we have to do this chanting. Not sit down in a solitary place chanting himself. No, not like that. We have to vibrate this sound for the benefit of others.
That is the mystical process of it.
So that their heart may be cleansed and they can understand. And if I sit down in a solitary place for my benefit, that it may be his benefit, but it is not very high class engagement. We must sacrifice for others. Parārthe prāgya ucchi ucchi. That is the Chanakya Pandit's moral instruction. That everyone should sacrifice for the Supreme. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God Himself. He comes down to preach, to become sannyasi, and to take so much trouble all over India, everywhere, and giving instruction and sending men, go. What? Why you? He's perfect. Why he's good? He doesn't require. No, for the benefit of others, we must follow the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why water is here?
I don't know, but
the most part. First qualification that he is unhappy by seeing others unhappy. Vaishnava cannot be unhappy. That is Pulla Maharaj says, that I have no problem. I am unhappy seeing these people who are simply engaged in false activities and they do not care for Krishna consciousness. Therefore I am unhappy. This is Vaishnava's qualification. Not that I am saved, that's all right. That is materialism. Let others go to hell. I am saved. That is materialism. The Vaishnava thing colors, so many people are suffering. What I am doing for them? That is Vaishnava. Paradukha dukhi.
That is also said by scientists. They also say that people are suffering,
so we are trying to make them happy.
That's all right, but if you do not know, how you will make them happy? You will create havoc. Yes, you do not know how to make them happy. You should first of all learn how to make them happy. You cannot manufacture your program to make them happy. Everyone is great. The more they are active, the world becoming a chaotic country. You know what is the standard of happiness, how to make them happy, then you can work. He's a medical man. He has never seen the medical college. And if he wants to treat patient, what is this?
Criminal.
Yes. Quack. You must know how to make them happy. That is first thing.
That was your trial plan.
Thank you, sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. Basic disease. He has made himself voluntary under the clutches of Maya. And Maya's business is to give them. Otherwise he's free. But he has voluntarily accepted the custody of Maya. Jaya sanmohitam jivo. Sanmohitam means will. Jiva, the living entity. Atmanam Trigunatmakam. Everyone is identity. I am American, I am Indian, I am this body, I am that body. This is identification of Maya. Atmanam Trigunatmakam. Tat kitancha vivadate. And as soon as he becomes under the clutches of Maya, he'll act according to the dictation of Maya. Tat kitancha vivadate. To see their Los Angeles Jew by their advertising.
The Los Angeles what, Prabhu?
Jew.
Zoo, oh yeah?
Not a very good Jew.
No, it's not.
Big zoo is in San Diego.
This is Africa.
Oh yeah?
Yes. No, actually, you go. There's a national Jew. Thousands of practically Africa's main income is from the tourist.
Tourism.
Oh.
Yes, people go to see. You drive your car, you'll find lions, elephants, or...
Recently, one of Brahmananda's men had an accident by hitting some animal.
Oh.
Or a large animal.
Oh. What accident?
Of one of the vans. One of the devotees ran into an animal on the road. An accident. I'm not sure what it was.
No, the national garden means there is arrangement. The animals are free, roaming. But you can go with your car.
And oh, yes.
They cannot attack within the car.
No.
But if you come out, they will attack. The lions are there. Elephants are there.
Not very cold?
Not very cold.
No, no. Compared to Hawaii, it's very cold.
Huh?
Compared to Hawaii, it is very cold.
Ah. Hawaii is very pleasant.
It's now, it's 85 degrees.
Oh.
Every day. It's winter time.
And summer?
Summer is very hot. 105.
But there is rainfall.
Yes.
Summer.
There's quite a bit now. Sometimes in the winter it rains. That one devotee brought up the point of the philosophy of do your own thing, and that's what the devotees were instructed in Hawaii to do when they closed the temple. Gosinda just said, now everyone go and do your own thing for Prabhupada.
If he does Prabhupada's work, then where is your own thing?
Yeah, right.
Do your own thing on behalf of Prabhupada. So, if he wants Prabhupada, he must abide by the order of Prabhupada.
Yeah. My thing is your thing. Actually, I have nothing of my own.
No, they have been misguided. But temple closing was very irresponsible. About 4 hours. Many years.
Many years, huh?